Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and of course she's the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura. Well, you know, everybody talks about the weather. Have you been out in the cold weather?
Yeah, it's been a little chilly.
Yeah.
We're back to the chilliness, I should say.
Yes. Yeah, up and down. It's, I guess, winter. And you just go forward kind of no matter what.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Yeah, we're going to do the 2019 Backyard Bird Count. This year is from February 15th through the 18th. This is kind of a national, actually even a global program that the Cornell Lab of Ornithology puts on. And so it's kind of like a citizen science project that you get to help out with. And so just watching either your backyard or taking a walk in the park or something for 15 minutes and recording all the birds you see. It's easy. You don't have to know. Only do what you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah, it seems to me, yeah, you can have those really birdy people who can identify every sparrow, and to me, they all look the same. Or you can be somebody like me who can identify, you know, a blue jay and a cardinal, and a few things like that, and still be a part of this bird count.
So it's just what you know. So if you know, if you see a bird you don't know and you don't figure it out, that's okay too.
You
don't count it. And then there's usually a question they ask of like, are you reporting everything you saw? And you just would check no because you don't know what you had, kind of thing.
And the other thing that I think is really positive, it's 15 minutes and kind of anytime.
So you can do the you can do early morning, you can do, you know, on your drive to work, because you can put down that you were driving or whatever. You can, and it's anytime over those 4 days. So let's say you do it on the way to work on Friday, and then you watch your backyard on Saturday. That would be two different separate checklists because it's two different days.
Okay.
Two different times.
So again, you can do it one 15-minute section, or you could do multiple. Okay. So lots of choices here. And you're letting people know more about that at several meetings. Let's talk about those coming
so
up.
We do it, you can do it online through eBird if you're what I call people, I'm like, if you're technology savvy and know what, what we're going to do at these meetings is kind of run through how to do it online if you don't know how to do it online. And then we also will accept mailed checklists into us, and then we will log it essentially for you online.
So how do we get the checklist if we're going to mail them?
Yeah, so you can call my office or attend one of the meetings and pick up your stuff there. My office is 712-769-2372, and get on the list, and we'll get that mailed out to you and get it all before the count starts.
Yeah, and so if you're going to do that, let's get that request, and like you said, call or...
Yep. Call or
email
me, and
So we may not have enough technology to report, but we could have email you and ask for a form.
Yeah, okay. And people sometimes just like to see what they're getting into, and that's what I kind of like to do with the programs, is so that people can kind of see this is what it's going to look like, and then so that they can easily record their checklists and report.
So meetings, you've had the first one. When are the others coming up?
Yeah, Wednesday, February 6th, down in Messina at 3 p.m. at the Messina Public Library. And then two more at the Anita Public Library, Wednesday the 13th at 3 p.m. And then we're also doing one for kids on February 14th there. And that's at 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
Interesting, you're doing one for kindergarten through third graders.
Well, you know what? Got to get them started early with some bird identification. That one's going to focus more on what kind of bird is this, and how can you tell, or how can you go look it up in a book? More kind of teaching them those kind of skills.
And yes, and you can start early. I have to just share, Becky Christensen was telling me about her. I think he's three or four, who's looking out the window, a cardinal, and said, oh, he's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, well, my 3-year-old. He knows the cardinal. I will say that.
Oh, I'm sure he knows a lot more than some other.
But he's been feeding
the
birds all winter, yes. So that's been his thing. So.
Oh, that's great. That is really great, as you say, start early. So we'll remind people again of those dates. But there are a couple of other things going on that we maybe should remind people of.
So the same weekend that the bird count is going on. So the bird count goes on from the 15th through the 18th, and that's a Friday through a Monday. And then we're going. One of your opportunities, maybe to go birding at night. I tell people if they've never done that kind of thing, never done birding at night. Come out to our owl prowl hike. We're going to go looking for owls, and then we can actually, since it's during the bird count, we can actually record that as a checklist.
Okay, let me ask. If there's six people on there, do they each record
they
that
can.
Same bird?
They could. Yep. Okay. Because it'd be their own checklist.
Okay.
Yep. And so that's going to be Saturday night, February 16th at 7 p.m. out at Pellet Memorial Woods. And so we're just going to take a night hike through the park and see if we can get some owls to respond to us. When we're out there at that park, we have a pair of barred owls that sometimes every now and then feel like talking to us. Sometimes we go out there and they don't want to talk.
Nothing. That's still a unique experience being out there. Yes. So let's see. You have something else, I think. Snowshoes?
Yeah, we're doing snowshoes the night before. So Friday night, the February 15th. We're doing a sweetheart snowshoe hike through Pellet Memorial Woods. So 7 p.m. that night, that Friday night, and you can come out. And you don't have to register for it, but the snowshoes will be available. If you want to put them on or not put them on, I don't make people put the snowshoes on. But if they just want to hike, with us.
What an opportunity. If you've never done snowshoes, this would be a great opportunity to be kind of with people and go and get your help. And
yes.
How do I do this? And what's different about just walking and all kinds of things.
Yep.
So how many pairs do you have?
We have, we have 25 pairs.
Wow.
That are up to, like, if you weigh 175 pounds. If you weigh over the 175 pounds, we have 3 pairs for that. And then we even have some littles that are under 90 pounds for the little kids, too.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great family event.
Yeah, we're going to, we always have fun when we go out. And snowshoe.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Hopefully there's some more snow. We're hoping.
Yeah, well,
it all melted.
Yes. I wish it hadn't, but anyhow, that's whatever.
Me too.
And I, like I said, I think it's a great opportunity for people who don't want to go out and invest before they try it out and see. And then if they decide they want to try it out, I'm sure you'd have some advice about buying snowshoes.
Sure, yes.
Where you find them, how you decide, because I'm guessing there's several possibilities.
Yes, yes.
So that's a great event.
Do you have any questions about coming out or, of course, listen to the radio, because if there is no snow on that Friday night, we won't have the hike, just because we'll be going out there the next night, too, for the owl prowl. That'll be held with or without snow.
Yeah.
So
probably not if there's a polar vortex going
on. Yes, we do. Wind chill warnings is usually our category for that.
Yeah. And, that doesn't happen all the time. So that's very good. So again, I have a question because somebody else had this question. We were talking about it. He said, there's going to be a great bird count. And he said, well, they already did that. And at first I'm kind of blank, and then I'm going, oh no, there was a bird count.
Yes, we talk about that there's a Christmas bird count, which we did. You do that over certain dates. And then that one's different data collection because it's in a radius of, and it has to be within that circle versus this is anywhere and everywhere. And then they also do, the Cornell lab does a nest watch in the spring, and then they do a feeder watch. I think that's early fall. So there's other citizen science projects out there. They just run at different times, so they all collect the data during just those times.
And I'm sure there are lots of different websites you could go to, but you mentioned Cornell several times, and so just put in Cornell birds, and all kinds of information will come up.
Yep, or gbbc.birdcount.org is the one I always send people to, because that's their kind of their main page for this bird count, for the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Are there any cams we should be watching right now?
Not yet. I haven't heard if Decora, if they're sitting on the nest or not for bald eagles. That's the other thing we've been doing this last week was kind of bitter cold. So we weren't seeing much action in Cass County, but we have multiple nests we're watching in Cass County to see if they're sitting on their nests. So yes, okay. This week and into the next week, the bald eagles should be sitting on their nests. And then after the bird count, those owls start to want to be nesting and having their babies.
Okay, if we want more information, your phone number is?
Yeah, 712-769-2372.
And your email or yep. Facebook or that one of those?
That one's lcanning@cassioia.us. And then, of course, our website is theatlanticiowa.com, and then you can click on county and find us through the county side of that website.
Okay. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Naturalist, for coming in and telling us about the bird count and all those other things going on. Until next time, here's the thought. No one is in charge of your happiness except you.